I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today's topic, here are the 19 government agencies that Trump's proposed budget eliminates. First, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, $445 million. Funds local public television and radio stations, including PBS and NPR. Trump, excellent choice. PBS and NPR promote actual science, which conflicts with the goals of American industry, which relies on an ignorant population for its continued success. They also present history in a factual manner, which doesn't jive with the revised history that conservatives favor. For example, they call slaves, slaves, instead of the preferred term favored by conservatives, which is imported workers. Next, the National Endowment for the Arts, $148 million. It funds after-school programs, art shows, musical productions, and more as part of its goal of getting Americans involved in the arts. Trump, I'm with you on that one. What a waste of time and money. If people want art and music, they can get that on their own dime. And after school, kids should either be at Bible study or, like you, at the golf course. That's $148 million that could be used for digging for oil in Alaska. Or that $148 million could pay for almost 9 months of security for Melania and Little Trump. Next, Northern Border Regional Commission, $8 million. An economic development agency for New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Trump, those states were pretty hard on you during the election, weren't they? Guess they should have seen this one coming. Those states should just be grateful that you don't sell them to Canada for a stake in a Montreal casino. Next, the Chemical Safety Board, $11 million. It investigates and makes safety recommendations following chemical accidents at federal facilities. Trump, another excellent choice. Chemical accidents are vastly overrated, and having to obey safety regulations is obviously going to hurt profits and deter investors. So what if a few kids grow up with an extra head? That's a small price to pay to ensure continued corporate growth for all those working to make America great again. Next, Legal Services Corporation, $385 million. It provides free legal advice to low-income Americans, funding more than 9,000 full-time legal staff. Trump, that's exactly what I would have cut. Those damn low-income freeloaders want the government to pay for everything. We all know that lawyers don't work cheap. If they weren't so busy freeloading, they probably wouldn't have needed legal advice in the first place. Next, National Endowment for the Humanities, $148 million. It provides scholarships in literature and culture. Trump, again, I'm with you, bro. I mean, President bro. If they want literature and culture, let them buy their own Playboy magazines. We need that money for our military and our national security. I personally monitor the Ecuadorian Navy on my CB on weekends. Just doing my part to keep America safe. Next, the United States Institute of Peace, $35 million. A federal think tank with 300 employees that focuses on conflict resolution. Trump, I am so glad you got rid of that one. That group is a direct threat to our military-industrial complex. If they run around making peace with everyone, who will there be left for us to kill? And can you even imagine the financial hit we would take if we couldn't travel the world, meet new people, and kill them? Next, the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness, $4 million, a federal agency tasked with responding to and reducing homelessness. Trump, another astute decision. Those people aren't going to live long enough to be around for the next election anyway, so who cares? Next, the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, $11 million, provides scholarships in social sciences and humanities. Trump, if I were you, I wouldn't have cut that one. Why? What you should have done was just change the name. Call it the Call Girl Center for Republican Lawmakers, and just give them the $11 million. That way, Republicans wouldn't have to dip into their campaign funds for their hookers and cabana boys. Next, the Denali Commission, $20 million, an economic development agency for Alaska. Trump, like you really care about the Eskimo vote anyway. Use the $20 million for something useful, like a Starbucks outside the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, run by your son Eric. He could even do stand-up for all the foreign dignitaries. You could recoup the $20 million and then some within a few months. Next, the Inter-American Foundation, $22 million, promotes citizen-led grassroots development in Latin America and the Caribbean. Trump, well, that was certainly a waste of money. Once you get the wall up, we won't really care what goes on down there anyway, will we? Build that wall. Build that wall. Next, the Delta Regional Authority, $25 million, an economic development agency for 8 states in the Mississippi Delta region. Trump, that was money down the drain from the get-go. Why would anyone waste money on Mississippi? That's like flushing $25 million down the toilet. Or in Mississippi, since they don't have indoor toilets yet, down the outhouse. Next, African Development Foundation, $30 million, encourages economic development in Africa. Trump, better idea. Let Africa encourage their own economic development and use the money instead for a luxury yacht for Jared and Ivanka to use when they travel to foreign countries to show them how great America is and how they should want to be just like us. Next, the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, $60 million, promotes U.S. transportation, energy, and telecommunications exports. Trump, excellent. That was another useless boondoggle. That money could be better spent on sprucing up that West Wing that you visit every few months when you aren't in Trump Towers or your estate in Florida. Hell, with $60 million, you could install enough solid marble toilets and gold-embroidered portable douche stalls to entice Melania and the girls to maybe even stay there for weeks at a time. Next, Overseas Private Investment Corporation, $83 million, promotes private investment from the U.S. in the developing world. Trump, let them promote their own investment. We could use that $83 million to provide better health care for our representatives and senators, and for sending their mistresses to Canada for abortions. Next, the Appalachian Regional Commission, $146 million. It works to improve the economy in Appalachia. Trump, talk about money down the drain again. Have you ever been to Appalachia? Well, that money hasn't worked. That place still looks like the set of the movie Deliverance. Here's some advice. If you ever do find yourself down there and you hear the sound of banjos while relieving yourself on the side of the road, run. Next victim, Neighborhood Reinvestment Corporation, $175 million, also known as NeighborWorks America, It helps affordable housing programs. Trump, didn't you and your daddy take advantage of that program when you guys were slumlording in New York and accumulating a vast fortune, mostly off the backs of taxpayers? Okay, that makes sense. It's already served its purpose. Let's cut it. Besides, I have a better idea on how to spend that money. We could provide affordable housing for Hillary. Lock her up. Lock her up. Next, the Institute for Museum and Library Sciences, $230 million. It funds 35,000 museums and 123,000 libraries around the country. Trump, an educated populace is a dangerous populace. Keep them buried in ancient holy books and struggling to survive, and they will be much, much easier to control. That's just basic old fascism 101. And finally, the Corporation for National and Community Service, $1.1 billion. Also known as AmeriCorps, it coordinates and promotes community service around the country. Trump, hogwash, more socialistic nonsense. Haven't these people ever read The Art of the Deal? I know I plan to, someday. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, Ken Rodent's Smile. You can tell rats are happy by their ears. Scientists have already found that rats seem to enjoy having their bellies tickled. They let out a noise too high-pitched for the human ear to detect and keep coming back for more. Now, adding to the idea that rats have their own version of a giggle, researchers report that they've also found the rat equivalent of a smile, lowered ears that get quite rosy. They call these facial indicators of positive emotions, because although it remains unclear whether rats are actually feeling happiness, they do seem to exhibit a positive reaction in their return for more. Or the pink ears could merely result from increased blood flow due to physical exertion. Rats can be literally tickled pink, and that their ears droop because their ear muscles relax. A researcher says he found that rats react to tickling differently. The shy and anxious ones, for instance, prefer less rigorous tickling. Researchers have already investigated negative emotions in rats. They use a grimace scale to measure pain in an attempt to inflict less suffering whenever possible. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, John Fugelsang. I will give no biography, as he has been previously quoted. Here is the quote from John Fugelsang. 1 in 5 American children are now on food stamps, which is why we must cut food stamps to reduce their dependency on food.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.